Well, spring has sprung. We're looking at summertime. It's coming around the horizon. And we think about, at least when I think about summertime, I think, well, you know, flowers have already come up and, you know, maybe the grass, you're getting sick of mowing the grass. but you know what I think about? I think about vegetables. I think about, you know, why can't I grow vegetables? Well, there really is one major reason, because it's a pain in the patootie to grow vegetables. You got to weed. If you don't have enough sun, it doesn't really do that well. And by the way, each one of those tomatoes that you actually grow, they cost about $5 each. If you count all the cost of buying the tomatoes, because, you know, who has the patience to, like, plant seeds and sprout them and tan them and yada, yada, yada. And you end up, you know, maybe having 3 salads worth of vegetables for about 10 hours and $100 worth of materials. Unless you think a little bit differently. And I have to share with our audience, Bruce, I have to share 2 insights I had. One is an old insight. One is an old insight of a mutual family friend of yours and mine, the Clarkson family of Buffalo, New York. 20 years ago, I was absconded by Will Clarkson. And he threw me into the back of his car and he said, "We are going to create something you've never heard of before." And I said, What's that? I thought we were going to, like, a drug deal or something. It's very scary. He goes, "We are going to create French intensive beds." And I thought, like, what is that? Like cotton ticking? We're going to, like, make some weird, like, Euro futon? I didn't really know what it really meant. No, well, apparently, maybe at the turn of the 20th century, in Paris, in the backyards, when everybody was thinking about, you know, how things grow and how you know, garden culture could be made more efficient and better and more hygienic, somebody came up with the idea that if you double dug a garden and didn't go down a foot like you normally go down to turn the ground over, but you actually dug 2 feet down and rotated the soil, you would fluff it up so much that you could plant plants half or a quarter the distance apart so that they could get all the oxygen from the dirt into the roots, but also that they could hold water like a sponge. So instead of the water running off, it would be absorbed by this. So up in the Adirondacks, where I've been planting a garden for 10 or 15 years prior to that, I and a bunch of then burly young men, now we're sort of pathetic old men, we actually created about 8 French intensive beds. And here are the benefits. They're only about 5 feet wide. They could be 12, 20 feet long. You need 3 feet in between them because you walk around them. You can never, ever, ever step in them or you crush that pillow effect. If you've totally drunk the Kool-Aid and you're completely into the whole mystical ethic of it, you actually double dig every other year. So you fluff it up every other year. But the beauty is you dense pack the planting so tightly you never have to weed. They choke all the weeds out. And you can water in half the time because there's like the area is tiny. Wow. It takes the area of a normal garden and compresses it by 3/4. Now, that's good. I mean, I like that idea. But you know what? That maybe makes it kind of easier. There's no weeding, but you still have all of that, you know, fertilizing. And by the way, the whole French intensive bed method is intended to be done with organic fertilizer and compost, and it really is a religion. You really have to sort of, you know, believe in the ethic. And I'm just a grunt soldier, so I didn't really think. You know, I'm not the guy commanding the troops. I'm the guy jumping over the trench and running after the Hun. But anyway, that to me still seemed somewhat wasteful until this year it dawned on me. Vegetables can be perennials. There are vegetables that can be perennials. You plant them once, you make sure you plant them well, and you let them grow and they come and they go. Now, there are only a few of them, but I planted 65 asparagus root clusters that were 1 year old. 65 of those mothers. Wow. In a French intensive bed in the North 40 at the Barn of Fun. Now, here's the downside. It wasn't cheap. I mean, they're not cheap. They're like, I don't know, $1 or $2 a piece. But the worst part is, because we all watch TV and can click channels and we can all go to McDonald's and get a meal in 30 seconds, I will get nothing nada, zip, zero, out of that bed for at least 2 years. You've got to let the roots establish. You've got to let the asparagus grow up and frond out and completely take over. And in about 3 years, though, it will produce for the next 30 or 40 years. You never plant. If it's a French intensive bed, you never weed. You don't do a damn thing except keep the rabbits out.
Wow.
So perennial vegetables. Now, there are other ones. There's rhubarb, which I'm going to plant maybe next week. That has a similar life cycle, and it basically has a very tiny, what do you do, make like rhubarb pie and a few other things, not that big.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, do you willingly eat rhubarb?
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, maybe if you're feeling like you need atonement or some, you've done some really bad thing and you have to, you know, suck down a stalk. But strawberries.
Ah.
Strawberries. Grow like crazy if you get the right soil and the right sun, and they produce for a fair amount of time. But again, unless you plant them well with a lot of fluffed up soil, with a lot of organic fertilizer, and unless you keep them watered and keep them growing till they reach this sort of amazing state of just, you know, taking over, unless you're patient, it probably isn't worth it. But think about this. You can plant them once, plant them well, never touch them again, and for the next 10 to 20 years, you'll be able to eat your garden.
Duo Dickinson is an architect and gardener in Madison, Connecticut.